The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Hey, let's go right to questions, please. Great to be with you.
Take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm great, Bob. How are you?
Great. Hey, what's your take on Friday night games for Northwestern?
Well, you know, I think I've been pretty outspoken in the past. I'm a firm believer that Friday night is for high school football. And, you know, I'm very thankful for, you know, especially here in our state. You know, I'm a product of the Illinois high school coaches and Illinois high school football. So, you know, Friday night football, I think, is really special. That's why I was excited when we had the option to play, you know, what the league would like us to play a non-traditional day. I would prefer for us moving forward that we'd always play the opener on Thursday night. It doesn't impact with recruiting. It doesn't impact with Friday night football. And it also gives us an opportunity to come in maybe a day or two early for camp, a little bit extra time for before game two, so to maybe recharge after that opener. And, you know, and then from that standpoint, you know, as I look to the future outside of next year, you know, every one of our games and the opener is going to be a Big Ten game. So it's going to be a big, big game. And, you know, kicking off the season on national TV and having the national spotlight is going to be great for our students, our fans, and obviously for our players.
Thanks, Coach.
You bet, buddy. Have a great summer.
You too.
Your next question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good morning from sunny Tampa, Coach.
Good morning from sunny 65 Chicago, Leo. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing fine. Coach, other than coming out of spring healthy, what's the most important goal you want your team to accomplish?
Well, it's sunny and not 65 yet, buddy, but I just figured I'd mention that. But, yeah, no, you know, I want to make sure we take the next step. I mean, I've been doing this now for a number of years, and, you know, the maturation of a team, you know, when you walk out of a bowl with a championship trophy, it's a great celebration on the field. You go in the locker room, and it's a funeral and a birth all wrapped up into one. You know, that team, the minute you walk out of that locker room, that team, as you know it, is unfortunately passing away, and it's the birth of a new team. And, you know, you're going through, you know, your first phase of winter workouts is, you know, typically an infant. You hope to be an adolescent as you're going through your coach's workouts, and then you get to spring ball, and you hope to walk out as a teenager. And, you know, in the maturation of the squad. And between now and the time we get back together playing football, you know, we've got to grow up and become young adults to adults. And depending on the leadership and all that stuff, it's critically important that you take those steps so you can get into training camp ready to take the following step, and that's ready to be hardened and truly be an adult and have the wisdom you need to go compete for a championship. So I just hope we keep working through that process. And I love the leadership on the squad right now. We've got a lot of guys around here that have won a lot of football games. We've also got a group of guys that were here after we won 10 a couple of years ago, and I think we dramatically underachieved when we went 7-6 and won the Pinstripe Bowl. So this team's, I think, pretty veteran savvy, but at the same time, we played 25 freshmen, a redshirt freshman a year ago, so we're still pretty young.
Coach, in your opinion, what's the hardest position to develop during spring practice?
I've never thought of it that way. You know, I look at it the other way around. I mean, I think, you know, you spend so much time as a position coach. I think it goes down to more the specific kids. I think, you know, making sure you keep your veterans engaged and keeping things from an install standpoint progressing where they don't get bored, but at the same time, having them help you coach the young guys to get the foundations of what you believe in all three phases. And then, you know, the middle group, you know, the guys that are kind of sophomores, you know, redshirt freshmen, you know, those guys, you know, typically they're either learning and trying to find a way to fight to get a role, or they're already starters and they got to take the next step. You know, we got 5 early enrollees. I just want to make sure those guys show up on time. So I think it's more individually to the guy and based on how old he is than it is specifically to a position.
Thanks, Coach, and I hope you see 65 out there shortly.
We will, buddy. It's going to be beautiful today. Thanks, partner. Go Cats.
Your next question is from Teddy Greenstein with Chicago News.
Chicago News. Fitz, I'm sorry if you answered this, man, but obviously other places or other schools are canceling Saturday. Are you guys still evaluating? Could you move it inside? What are the options?
We'll evaluate it if we got to move it inside. It would be in Trenton's Hall, not in the Ryan Fieldhouse this weekend. So we'd have to cancel it to the public. So we're evaluating it. We'll see where it's going to go. It would be unfortunate, but to our fans, the good news is this will be the last year that we'll have to worry about that.
Because in future years, it'll be in the new Fieldhouse?
I don't know. That's definitely a possibility, but I know it won't be an issue moving forward. We'll see how that plays out. I'll just leave it at that.
Wait, getting your dome? What's going on? Are you getting your retractable roof?
No, I mean, no. We can seat about 1,800 in the Ryan Fieldhouse. So if it got to that point where weather looked inclement, we would probably have to make it a little bit different deal than it would be in Ryan Field. But that's okay. We'd still be able to go have fun. But you know, I hate to break it to everybody, but the priority for us, and I'm sure my fans don't like me because of it, but the priority for us through spring practice is getting our football team better and improving. And there's a safety component to that. And if the weather looks inclement, I'm not going to change our schedule, just to sell a hot dog or two. I it's more important about what's best for the players, in my opinion. So that's what I've always done. And I know it doesn't always lead to a spring game and things of that nature, but that we'll tee it up in the fall. So that's when it matters.
All right. Thanks, Fit.
Yeah, man, you bet.
Your next question is from Angelique Chingelis, Detroit News.
Hey, Pat, I was just wondering if I could get your opinion on whether you think players should be able to transfer without having to sit out. I mean, there's different variations of this proposal, but just generally speaking, do you think they should be able to do that?
Yeah, you know, in 13 years, I've never blocked a player from a transfer, and I've never blocked them from another to go into any school. I believe if a young man doesn't want to be here anymore, I would sit down with he and his family. If they couldn't make it in, I'd FaceTime with them and find out what the issues are and why. I've had very few guys transfer out, and I'll leave those private between me and their families. But I've never blocked a guy. I've never told a guy he couldn't go to a school. I do believe, though, that a young man should have to sit out. I mean, if you go back and you look at the history of some of this, the reasons why these rules were put in place is because of the, you know, other different schools recruiting players from other schools and things of that nature. I don't quite know how you could stop tampering, the third party involvement in recruiting and things of that nature. I just don't see it. So my thought process is this. If I were to leave Northwestern, I'd have to pay a buyout. So there's a lot of skin in that game. You just can't. Everybody says you can leave for free as a coach. You can't. So let's take that aside. If a player wants to leave, I'm all for him letting him go. I think he should sit so that way he understands. And there's actually, frankly, a deterrent, because just because you transfer doesn't mean it's going to be better. It doesn't mean mm-hmm. the other place is going to be improved. It just means you're taking maybe what you think are your issues at one place and maybe mask whatever. There's a lot of different reasons. But I would put academic benchmarks on where if a young man in our game transferred, I would give him that year back on the back end and allow him to go to graduate school.
Wow.
So let's say a kid transfers in his second year. Great, let him go. He sits out year three, and he gets that year back, and he gets to play for that team that he goes to play for, and he gets an opportunity to continue to go to school. Because I think, at least here, in my opinion, that's what this is all about. Let's not say he's transferring for academic reasons. He's transferring because of football. But let's make sure then he backs it up and he goes and gets that year back and he gets a chance to maybe get his graduate degree. And at the end of the day, we're going to be able to use that a lot longer than we're going to be able to use having a helmet on. Just my opinion.
If I could quickly follow up, are you following the Shea Patterson case at all? Are you curious about it?
I'd love to tell you I have a whole lot of time.
Yeah, I know.
With being a dad and being a husband and recruiting and trying to coach a football team, I got enough issues besides worrying about somebody else's squad.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Now, I don't know if that makes sense from what I said.
No,
hey, Coach, thank you very much. Thank you for your time today. We'll talk to you again soon, Coach. All right. Hey, see you this summer. Go Cats. Bye-bye.